Welcome to Inside the Tornado, a podcast that highlights what's happening in the whirlwind of King University athletics. I'm your host, Chris Mangrum. This podcast will take a deeper look at King Tornado athletic teams by visiting with student athletes, coaches, staff, alumni, and more. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to episode F4 of Inside the Tornado. Today's guest is Julie Ward, senior outside hitter for King's women's volleyball team. Julie, welcome to the podcast. Now, we always start out by having our guests tell us a little bit about themselves. So why don't you fill us in a little bit on what life looks like off the court?
So I'm from Colorado. I'm from a really small town called Berthoud, Colorado. And from being from Colorado, I would always do outdoor activities such as hiking, going to lakes. Just, I love being outdoors, so that's mainly what I do off the court.
Okay. So you mentioned your hometown. Tell us a little bit about that and how you ended up all the way here in Bristol, Tennessee.
So, yeah, it is a really small, small town, probably about 2,000 people total. My graduating class was probably about 200 people. Mm-hmm. And so the way I found King is my sister actually lives in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And my parents wanted to move across the country after I graduated high school. So I was looking at schools out this way and found King University and fell in love with it as soon as I stepped on campus.
Well, that's great. It is a beautiful campus, and we're so glad to have you here as a member of our women's volleyball team. Now, before we get into volleyball, let's talk a little bit about the classroom. You are a double major in psychology and math. So tell us a little bit about your graduation plans and what comes next for you after King.
So I'm planning on going to grad school for occupational therapy somewhere. I don't know where yet, mm-hmm. but have a little bit of time to figure that out. So hopefully after that, become an occupational therapist. So
on the court, you have an impressive list of accomplishments. Some highlights for those of you listening in. You were named Conference Carolina's Freshman of the Year in 2018. You've been first team all-conference every year you've been here, 2018, 19, and 2020. You were the Conference Carolina's Player of the Year in 2019. And then just last year, you were named the tournament MVP as King won the conference championship. And you recently just eclipsed 1,000 kills in your King career. Now, I normally, when we talk about accomplishments, I normally ask our guests what your goals are for this upcoming season. But there's not much left to accomplish here after everything that you've done. So how do you look to add to such an already impressive list?
Well, I don't know. I just like to work harder and harder every day. I like to think of it as I am an underdog because typically an outside hitter for volleyball is above 6 foot. So mm-hmm. I'm not above 6 foot. So
What's your height?
I'm about 5'8", 5'9".
Okay.
So I think mentally, I think I'm an underdog and I want to keep pushing through to be better and better every day.
We mentioned your tournament MVP just last year. Let's talk a little bit about 2020. Now, normally your season takes place in the fall or starts in the fall. Of course, due to the pandemic, everything was shifted to the spring. It was sort of a weird year for you. But on the court, you guys had a great season. You finished 17-2 overall, and you were a key part of helping King win its very first conference women's volleyball championship as a member of Conference Carolinas. So let's talk a little bit about last year and just how the adversity that you fought through personally, that your team fought through, and how you guys were able to overcome that and put together such a great season.
Yeah, it was definitely very different coming in. Well, usually we move in to campus a week or 2 weeks before everybody else. And last year we moved in when everybody moved in because mm-hmm. we didn't have a preseason. So that was weird to adjust to. Just usually you have a week to adjust just being with your teammates, getting to know them. We didn't really get that. But it was okay. We spent the whole entire fall semester trying to get to know each other. We got quarantined a couple times, so that was a whole situation in itself. Definitely got through it, but then come springtime, we all buckled down, did what we were supposed to, didn't get quarantined, came together as a team, and I think that just basically why we were so successful.
Well, going into last year, I'm not sure where you guys were picked in the preseason poll, but I know you finished second in the regular season. Was that right?
Yes.
And then won the conference tournament. This year's a little different. You guys are going in with sort of a target on your backs, and conference play is kicking off here. How does it feel knowing that this year you guys are viewed as the favorites? You were picked as the preseason favorite to defend your conference title. Is it a different approach this year for you guys as you go looking in, since you are looked at as the team to beat?
I would say it's a little bit of a different approach, more of not thinking like, well, we have to defend something, but more of let's get another goal. Like, let's get another one. Let's get it with this team because we have new people on
sure.
the team. It's a new dynamic. We lost a couple of seniors. So I think it's more of let's find it this year. Let's find it this year.
Well, let's talk for a minute about the man behind the program, which is Coach Boer, a beloved person on campus by many. And, of course, he has been coaching the men's volleyball team and also now coaches the women's volleyball team. So in your time with him, what makes him so successful as the leader of this King program?
I think what makes him so successful is that he's never satisfied. He always wants to do better. He always wants us to perform better. He is, of course, happy with some of the stuff that we do, of course, like our championship last year. But he's taking that this year as, okay, well, what can you do now? How do you get better? He pushes us every single day to get better and better, which makes us so successful and makes him successful.
How would you compare his coaching style to some of the other coaches that you've had before?
I would consider it pretty similar. He definitely is a lot more aggressive as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely cares a lot about us and about the program. So I think that is why he's so hard on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in a bad way. It's definitely in a motivating way to try and get us to just basically perform for not him, not ourselves, but for each other.
Well, I know I can speak for all of us here at King and several of our listeners here. We're going to be watching closely as you guys go out and try to do exactly as you said, win another conference championship this season. So I want to thank you for joining the podcast today. You have certainly had an incredible career here at King, and we can't wait to see what's coming next. I think you may even have some more milestones ahead in the next few games that we're tracking. So we're looking forward to seeing you accomplish those things. But I do want to give you the final word here on the podcast to our listeners. Is there anything else that you'd like to say as we finish up today's episode?
I'd just like to say that I love being here and that I love the team that I play for and the coach that I play for, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Again, that's Julie Ward, a member of our women's volleyball team here at King. Again, you can check out all of their games and results on kingtornado.com. Julie, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.